You mean, what if we won the war in 42? I guess, yeah. Sometimes I feel like that's the world we deserve. The world we fought hard for. It's a nice thought, Isla. But this is the life we have. All we can do is make the best of it. Boyd picks up a cool blade of grass and passes it through his fingers. Don't you wish you didn't have to fight for everything? Boyd laughs softly and takes his time to reply.
The fight is in my blood, Isla. I've been a soldier since I joined the regulars at 16.
He pauses.
I am a career soldier, and I will die a soldier. I'll never know any other way than to fight.
Don't say that. She swallows hard. When Boyd doesn't speak, she continues, surely you will retire one day. He shakes his head. But once again, silence fills their camp. Boyd is a sergeant, not a commissioned officer. He has worked his way up the ranks with hard work and determination, not with his head stuck in books. He was among his men when he led them, not behind desks and lines. He has no plans for retirement. Soldiers like him go down with their men, fighting with honour by their sides, until the bitter end. Men like Boyd and Thomas died young. Isla chokes back tears. She hates this cruel life. Good night, Boyd, she says. Her heart aches with unspoken words, a desperate plea caught in her throat. I don't want you to die. Not you too.